6:18 a.m. Broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, our very good friend, Michelle Forman, member of the Tennessee Republican Party State Executive Committee and a candidate for the State House of Representatives in District 5. The primary is 2 months and 1 day from today. Today's June 3rd. The primary is Thursday, August 4th, 2022. Okay, you ready for the policy questions, Michelle?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I asked this question, Michelle, of every member of the Tennessee General Assembly that comes in here and we talk, and even some folks that are just on the newsmaker line. And I'm going to ask you, this is my number one priority, personally. My question to you is, if you are elected and you serve in the Tennessee General Assembly in the session that begins in January of 2023, will you introduce legislation that tells Department of Education here to take all that money from the federal government and say, we don't want it? The 10% of all the money that is used, that funds K-12 public education here in Tennessee, comes from the federal government, but with it comes strings. I think it's a disaster. Will you personally introduce a bill that says we don't want to take a single dime of Department of Education money?
That is a great question. The answer is absolutely. Absolutely.
Ding, 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 ding. Very good. That's the right answer.
Oh, good. We're on the same page. There is no reason in the world that we need to have the federal government involved in education. We struggle. We really do struggle here in Davidson County. The last thing we need is an overreaching federal government, especially within the Department of Education and within our schools. Our children cannot read and write at grade level. They're graduating without being able to perform the fundamentals, the basics. They're not college ready. They're not work ready. They're just not. So again, so many reasons not to take federal money and to focus in on what we really need.
Well, here's the good news. You are the second candidate here to say that you would vote to send back all of that federal education money, because of course with that money comes strings, and with the strings it's all the ridiculous woke junk that the feds under the legal but not legitimate Joe Biden want to happen in our schools. Jody Barrett, who's running in the 69th district in Dixon County, sat in the same seat you're sitting in right now earlier this week and said exactly the same thing. So at least there are two. If the both of you get elected, we know that there will be two members of the State House of Representatives who will say, take that money and put it where the sun don't shine to the federal government.
That's good to hear.
The Department of Education.
Yes, that's
very good. But
you
had more to talk about the federal government and money from the federal government, just beyond the Department of Education.
You know, I will say that the federal government has been overreaching for so long that really the state needs to lean in and push back and become the autonomous state that we were always meant to be. Every state in the union is meant to be autonomous.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to run our state. And we do a good job running our state as
compared
a business.
Compared to 49 other states.
I was just going to say.
In other words, if you're going to say which states have been historically best run, you know, I would argue everybody who comes on this program, people from afar, you know, I let them know Tennessee is the best state in the country.
Oh,
and
sure.
To me, I think it'd be curious your thoughts on this. I think it's a direct consequence of the fact that the people rose up in 1999, 2000, 2001, when a rhino governor said, hey, we need a state income tax. And the people said, oh, no. And they did the horn honking.
Yes.
And the killer bees, May Beaver, Diane Black, Marsha Blackburn said, oh, no, we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a state income tax. Now we have, it's in our Constitution now.
Exactly.
Subsequently, no state income tax. I think that's been the single greatest driver of economic growth and migration into the state of Tennessee. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And people saw that. And my parents were a part of that. And, you know, when you go...
Were they horn honkers?
They were horn honking to the point that they lost their horns.
Yeah.
As I'm sure many people...
I did a little bit of... I was not as active politically at that time, but I did go around and do a little bit of horn honking at that time.
And look what happened. You know, that was a direct result of the people saying, not only will we not tolerate this, we will replace you if you don't listen to us. And very thankfully, we had the three killer bees, and they were able to help persuade, along with the people, legislators who were looking out those windows, mm-hmm. and they saw the traffic, they heard the horns, and they said, hey, you know what? We better listen to the people who elected us. Yeah. They're not messing around.
And in this case, the people had the right answer.
That's right. That's right.
What are your other agenda items, Michelle Forman?
I would like to see us close the primaries. Our primary elections, we've had a lot of difficulty over the years, but really ramping up with Democrat crossover. And I'm not talking about Democrats who truly feel drawn towards Republican issues mm-hmm. and are more moderate. I'm talking about this movement that we have where very liberal Democrats will cross over in mass to affect the outcome of a primary with the intention of remaining Democrat, with the intention of throwing the primary election. And I think that most people are unaware that that is a violation of Tennessee Code Annotated. It's actually a felony to do that. So we need to educate our electorate, but we need to go in and either close or partially close the primaries. What that means is registering with a party, Republican or Democrat. Now, in a partially closed system, you can register Republican or Democrat. The independents who choose not to because they don't want to affiliate, mm-hmm. they're not disenfranchised from a primary per se. They could potentially vote in either primary. That decision would be up to each individual party.
So you'd have to register as a party.
Yes.
And you could register as a Republican, a Democrat, or independent. I mean, there may be a couple others like Green or something like that. But most people would register that way. If you're registered as a Republican, you could only vote in a Republican primary.
That's correct.
If you're registered as an independent, you could vote in either primary. Is that how it would work?
You wouldn't necessarily have to register as an independent, but you could, again, to avoid mm-hmm. the disenfranchisement argument that's coming from the legislature currently, you could potentially vote in a Republican primary or a Democrat primary if you're an independent. The caveat there is that that would be determinant upon which party determined, you know, whether you could. As an independent, can you vote in the Republican primaries? Well, the party would choose that.
Tennessee's a conservative state, and yet sometimes we have Republican candidates who are not that conservative, and sometimes they win a primary because of this crossover that happens in Tennessee.
Yes.
You think sometimes it's organized, it's not. There are, and don't want to get into all the details right now because your eyes will glaze over, but I will tell you that there are reports that there were organized efforts by, shall we say, the more moderate Republicans in a couple of counties who were running for mayor to get crossover votes in an organized fashion from Democrats into the Republican primary. And we'll talk about this at a later date, but that happened. There are arguments that allegations that happened in Hamilton County.
Yes.
Where Zach Womp's son, Wes Womp, won the GOP primary for mayor. And then in Madison County, where A.J. Massey apparently there were some allegations, did the same thing.
Yes.
So, but those are separate cases, and there's all sorts of details on that. But I think, generally speaking, the listeners of this program this is the program where if you're running in a Republican primary, our listeners are the people that you want to get reached.
Right, right, but exactly.
We'll talk when we get back. We'll bring in John Harris. We'll talk about the Biden proposal to destroy the Second Amendment you heard last night. And then in the final segment of the program, we'll wrap it up on the policy issues of Michelle Forman. She's on the web at Michelle Forman. That's two L's. Michelle Forman with two L's .com. This is the Tennessee Star Report. She's Michelle Forman. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.